Hello and welcome to Helix Reviews, the American Film Institute's top 100 movies. Today we are on number 39, and that is Doctor Strangelove, or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb. Doctor Strangelove came out in 1964, and it is about an insane American general orders a bombing attack on the Soviet Union, triggering a path to nuclear holocaust that a war room full of politicians and generals frantically tries to stop. So this is a Stanley Kubrick-directed dark comedy surrounding the fears of mutual nuclear destruction in the 60s. And you know what? This movie, I think the reason that this movie is on the list is because it deals with a really heavy topic in a light way. It deals with hard, scary topic of, you know, nuclear destruction, and that everybody was really, you know, scared about and worried about in the 60s when the Cold War was going on and all that kind of stuff. But it deals with it in a comedic way. You know, it gets its you know, kind of maybe heavier topic or heavier point across that, you know, nuclear war is this terrible, horrible idea. And, you know, even one small mistake or slip up or something could end up in worldwide disaster. But it does it in a way that is funny. And this movie is funny. I think this movie is really funny. Peter Sellers. I love Peter Sellers. One of my absolute favorite comedic actors. He's in the Pink Panther movies. Mwah. So hilarious. Peter Sellers, he plays three different characters in this movie. He plays a captain, he plays the president, and he plays Dr. Strangelove himself, a weirdo character. And he is thoroughly entertaining in all three of these roles. Whenever the president called the leader of Russia, when him those two were talking, that was so funny. Oh my goodness. And Dr. Strangelove, like, the way that some great physical comedy with, like, Dr. Strangelove. He's like an ex-Nazi that is like, still has Nazi tendencies in him, and then his arm will, like, fly up in the Hail Hitler kind of pose and stuff, and it's just, it is so hilarious the way he does some of this stuff. Some great, like, clever dialogue comedy and some great physical comedy throughout here. I don't know why Peter Sellers has three roles in this movie. Like I don't know, that's just kind of a weird thing. Occasionally movies do that, but I just don't really understand why necessarily. I said they made him look different and he acted different enough that, you know, it was okay. It worked ultimately. George C. Scott in here, also very funny. He plays the general. Again, a great comedic performance in here. Both some great clever comedy chops and some great slapstick stuff in here too. Also, this is the kind of movie I like, where it's all basically in one room. I mean, you get some stuff out in the plane that has the nuke. You get some little bits out here and there. But for the most part, this is all just in one room. It's a bunch of people just kind of talking to each other. And that's where all the drama comes from. And that's where all the comedy mostly comes from, is just these characters all in one room, kind of stuck here talking to each other, trying to figure this thing out. I really like those kind of movies, and that's the kind of movie this is. And so overall, I really enjoyed this movie. I thought it was funny. I thought the topics that they were handling was interesting and pretty well done. So overall, I liked Dr. Strangelove. That's number 39 on the American Film Institute's top 100 movies. And at number 38 is The Treasure of the Sierra Madre, or Marta. That's like a Western, I think. I don't know much about it. So until then, this is David of Helix Reviews signing out. Bye-bye, guys.